Hello and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas, and this is On Point Talk, the official OPT network. OPT brings you a fresh perspective on local and national issues. Our guests will encourage, uplift, and enlighten you one conversation at a time in business, community, social, health issues, and a lot more. Daryl's is an auto service specialist that you can trust and rely on. With over 35 years of experience, no repair is too large or too small. Daryl's Auto Service provides A to Z repairs on domestic and foreign vehicles. When it comes to service and repairs, Daryl's Auto Service is where customers feel safe, sending their family and friends. Daryl's Auto Service, member ASA. Daryl's Auto Service is conveniently located at 6304 Masonic Drive. The number to phone is 318-443-5741. Daryl's Auto Service, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk. Nora Clayton and Something Unique About Hair has moved to a bigger and better location and has changed its name to Be Unique Hair Salon. It's located at 1771 Elliott Street, Suite B in Alexandria, Louisiana. Be Unique Hair Salon will still offer great services specializing in healthy hair and hair restoration. Be Unique Hair Salon still provides total services like sew-ins, quick weaves, braids, deep conditioners, plus a whole lot more. Be Unique Hair Salon. Phone for an appointment, 318-442-7204.
They built our country, fought wars to defend our freedom. They have been called our greatest generation. Now, in this land of plenty they helped to create, many senior citizens in America go hungry. Sometimes they must choose between medicine, rent, or food. It is a choice they shouldn't have to make. The Food Bank of Central Louisiana's Adopt-A-Senior program serves more than 2,200 seniors each month. You can sponsor a senior for only $100 per year. Call the Food Bank or visit fbcinlaw.org. Together, we can end hunger.
The Food Bank of Central Louisiana is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Alexandria's Diversity in Action program, as part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator, was created to assist small, emerging, minority, and women-owned businesses to become competitive and successful. Here are some of the businesses that they've helped.
Hello, my name is Darlene St. Romain. I am the CEO of Sylvia's Care and Companions Healthcare Services. Central Louisiana Business Incubator assists my agency with marketing by creating a commercial and a business website. They also assisted with the accreditation of my agency.
I am Fannie Gordon, owner and operator of Fannie's Silks and Scents. They help my business to grow. For instance, improve sales tools and product marketing.
I'm Iviana Stewart, owner of Soulscapes. I want to take this opportunity to thank the Diversity in Action for acknowledging and actively reaching out to our diversity firms here in Alexandria.
Diversity in Action is a free service for small businesses as a part of the Central Louisiana Business Incubator. For more information, call 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107.
Alexandria Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hello, everybody, and welcome. I'm Carlette Christmas. That's David Christmas. And if you're listening, you're on point. This is the official OPT Network. And our website, of course, is www.onpointcxmas.com. You can go to our website, click on, and listen live. It doesn't matter what part of the country you're in. On this Tuesday morning, January 29th, we welcome you to the OPT Network. Now, if you're just getting your Tuesday morning started, first of all, let me say we hope that you made it through Monday. And we hope you started to exercise that seed of potential. You know what? It's just something good to think about, and it's something we should consider every single morning. And we hope that this morning is no different. And as always, as we encourage you to slow down, my goodness, I know how it can be some mornings when you just got to get there and you've gotten up a little bit late, you're moving a little bit slow, and you just need to get there. And you know what? It's almost hard to say not to speed to get there, but we're asking you to consider just if you're already late, speeding is only going to create more problems. So slow down, get there safely. Remember that our kids are standing at bus stops. Many are walking to school. School zones are in effect until 9 o'clock in the morning. So we ask that you slow down and get there safely and make sure that you help our crossing guards through those crossing zones. Make sure that, you know, those resource officers, that you're being mindful for the ones that are standing out helping kids to get there safely. And you know what? I'm going to ask you, because we had to do it this morning, to be extra specially patient in those lines if you're waiting to drop kids off in the morning, because we know that can be cumbersome as well. Well, you know what? If you made it through yesterday, if you're like me, I really, DC, gotta take a deep breath, and I really have to find my center this morning, because yesterday was an especially challenging day for us. And I'll tell you why. Yesterday we lost our aunt, and she had been in transition for quite a while. And so we have been sort of waiting for her to go home to be with the Lord. And yesterday she did. And so, as you can imagine, for all who have lost people last year and even into this year, how challenging that can be. But you know what? We celebrate the life of Elnora Martin. And we know that she is in heaven with the Lord. We know that she is absent from her body, but we really, really understand that she's present with the Lord. And so this morning, you know, last night we had a really late night. And this morning I really had to stop and find my center. And I was one of those people this morning that was really sort of running behind. But you know what? It is well. And for all of the people who have called and who have come and who have prayed, we say thank you this morning. And we are going to begin to celebrate the life of Elnora Martin, who touched so many lives, so many people. And so this morning, you know, I don't feel sad, because I know that the transition was made and that there was a lot of peace. And we're moving on. And so we'll be telling you about the arrangements. Lots of people are calling, lots of people we just couldn't call. She has touched the lives of so many. But on tomorrow, we'll tell you more about the services and how that's going to go. But we want to thank a lot of people, and we'll do that probably on tomorrow. But so, you know what? I'm just grateful this morning, DC. Really, really grateful. And when you look around yourself this morning, and I've said it many times on the show, gratitude is something that we need every single day. And if you're driving in this morning and you're feeling harried and you're feeling sort of out of sorts, I would encourage you to find just one thing, just one, that you can be grateful about. It's Tuesday morning. It's 7:41. We've got an incredibly, incredibly wonderful show lined up for you this morning. And you know what? You gotta stay on point. you got to stay on point to listen to what's coming next. Because if you have been challenged in the area of weight loss, this is a show that you cannot afford to miss. Stay on point, everybody. We're going to take a quick break, but we're back right after this.
Is your hair red carpet ready? Well, Selah Beauty Supply is Alexandria's beauty supply store. Selah Beauty Supply offers 7,000 square feet of beauty supplies and accessories. Everything you need in designer hair brands, wigs, extensions, handbags, scarves, cosmetics, hats, and jewelry, plus so much more. Look your absolute best with Selah Beauty Supply, the supply store with all of your beauty needs. Selah Beauty Supply is located at 4011 Lakeside Drive behind Pizza Hut at Lee and MacArthur Drive or phone 318-442-8950. Open Monday through Saturday from 9:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. Selah Beauty Supply, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tomorrow is just around the corner. Putting the tax advantages of an IRA to work for you now is the smartest way to begin saving for retirement. An IRA from First Federal Bank can set you on the right path. The sooner you start contributing, the longer your money grows and the more you benefit. Talk with one of their representatives today about the IRA that's right for you. First Federal Bank of Louisiana. Member FDIC.
First Federal Bank is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Bro, where's your car?
It's okay. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, Jake.
My car got jacked.
I got it.
Ladies, guess you're walking.
You got those figures for me yet?
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with an intern.
Nice work.
Casual Wednesdays!
Whoa! What? State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your On Point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Rayhide Paint and Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rayhide Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexander's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexander's Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MPE, WPE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MPE, WPE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business with a Close the Gap mentoring program designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses, removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. If your morning is just getting started, it's Tuesday, January 29th, and it's 7:47 a.m. And this segment is sponsored by First Federal Bank of Louisiana, building the community that we serve for more than 60 years. Like a good neighbor, State Farm agent Rosa Fields is serving Repes Parish and surrounding areas. For any and all questions with your insurance, insurance needs, whether it's home, auto, life insurance, Rosa and her team is on point to make sure that those questions are answered for you. The number is 318-487-1881. Also, Hixon Automotive Group. They're in Alexandria, Leesville, and Monroe. For more information, their website is www.hixonhasit.com. Now, you know what? Switching gears just a little bit before we tell you what's coming up on the show. You know, a lot of people are living lives that are just what I like to call harried, just running, running, running. And I read an article that I think is really, really important, especially for those people who have always had something on their plate. And the article was entitled, The Benefits of Taking a Mental Health Day. And it says, instead of taking a day off, plan a stop day. Yeah, you know, you have to just plan to stop. Isn't that something that we have gotten so busy that we literally have to plan to stop? Well, that's the message from Dr. Matthew Sleeth. He's an ER doctor, and he wrote the book 24/6. It's a prescription for a healthier, happier life. And he says that for more than 2,000 years, our society had a day when everything stopped for 24 hours. And on that day, you couldn't buy grocery. You couldn't get gas, you know, because everything was closed. You couldn't do any of those things. And remember, there was a time where there was something in effect called the Blue Laws. And you could literally do nothing on this day. And he says that the consequence is that we have become, quote, a country that is the most depressed in the world. And he talks about the statistics that show 1 in 10 of us is being treated for depression. And that's because we're constantly on the go. Our bodies, he says, get flooded with stress hormones, which increase our risk for anxiety, obesity, diabetes, and other health problems over time. And so this morning, I'm probably talking to 99.9% of us. And Dr. Sleeth's message really hit me where I was sitting. And I know it's probably hitting you as well. And when you look at all of the health issues that people are having, it's because we simply are not willing. And I have to use the word willing. We are not willing to take a stop day for our own mental well-being. And over the last few months, David and I have been just grinding to do not only our business, but to help our aunt in her health concerns and health issues, and help her as she was literally ending her life. And so when I read that article, it really resonated with me that we all need to just take a stop day, just a day to just stop. And when I say that word stop, you know, when you see a stop sign, it's emboldened, it's red. When you see a stop light, it's red. And it really makes you understand that you got to stop. And so maybe this is the message that God is sending to us, that just one day, just for one day, we need to stop. Everybody is pretty much wearing their busy badge. And their busy badge is an indicator of maybe how important you are, or maybe how much you're needed, or how much you have to do, or whatever it indicates. And so if we're going to preserve our mental well-being, and I say this especially to women because we are the caretakers of everyone, and we never take a day to stop. And so I am planning a stop day where I am just going to go to the spa and have a facial, have a massage, and just stop. Literally take a moment in time to just empty my mind of everything that crowds my brain and everything that is crying out for my attention, and just be there and not feel guilty about it, not hurry to the next thing. I'm going to tell you, if you're like me, DC and I are always hurrying to the next thing. And this morning was no different. We're always in a hurry to get to the next thing. And if we don't take what Dr. Sleeth has called a stop day, I think that many of our mental health lives are going to be jeopardized more than what they maybe already are. And sometimes we really don't realize how much we are jeopardizing our mental state of well-being because we're too busy. And so this morning, this Tuesday morning, I want to encourage you to put on your calendar a stop day. Just one day. Maybe you can't stop the whole day, but maybe you can stop for 2 hours in that day and just love on yourself, be with yourself, be quiet, read a book, go to the spa, take a walk, just something that you can do that will quiet all of the things that are vying for your attention. And so when I read that, I said, you know, I bet a lot of people will be able to connect with that. More and more people that I talk to are on some type of antidepressant, some type of anxiety medicine. And it's because we are so overcrowded in our minds that you need something to take the edge off. Well, if we'll be more conscious about our mental health and not allow ourselves to overload, then maybe it won't get to that point. So this morning, I want to encourage you, as you're driving in, as you're sitting at your desk listening to the show, I want you to think of and schedule for yourself a time where you can just stop, whether it's 24 hours or an hour, and just be good to yourself. And I'm talking to you, but I'm talking to me too. Because I have been saying for the longest time, you know what? I'm going to run down and I'm going to get a facial. I'm just going to, you know, I just have been in need and want a facial. Because what happens is over time, ladies, the stress starts to be acknowledged in our face. It starts to make us look older. It starts to make us look tired. And you know why? It's because we're tired. Not only are we physically tired, we are mentally tired. So I just wanted to take the opportunity this morning because I need it, and I know you need it, and I'm talking to me, and I am scheduling, and I'm going to let you know when I do it. I'm going to St. Francis Cabrini Women's Spa. And Mary is amazing over there at the spa. I'm going to lay down on that table, and I'm going to let her pamper my face. And then after I finish with that, I'm going to go and have a massage, and I am just going to stop. And it's those things in life that come that just overcrowd you, that make you say, you know what, if I don't stop, something really unexpected and not good is going to happen to me. So this morning, if you're traveling in, consider taking a moment to stop. Now, we're going to take a quick break here, but when we come back, we're going to introduce you to an incredible woman who has an incredible story of losing, DC, 155 pounds, and she did it all natural. She's got an amazing story. You got to stay on point. We're back right after this.
Today I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today I swear I'm not doing anything. I'm gonna kick my feet up and stare at the fan. Turn the TV on, throw my hand in my pants. Nobody's gonna tell me I can't. Nah, I'll be lounging on the couch, just chilling in my Snuggie. Click to MTV so they can teach me how to Dougie. Cause in my castle, I'm the freaking man. Oh, yes, I said it. I said it. I said it cause I can. Today, I don't feel like doing anything. I just wanna lay in my bed. Don't feel like picking up my phone, so leave a message at the tone. Cause today, I swear I'm not doing anything. Meet a really nice girl, have some really nice sex, and she's gonna scream out, this is great.
Oh my God, this is great.
Yeah, I might mess around and get my college degree. I bet my old man will be so proud of me. But sorry, pops, you'll just have to wait.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.traveloforoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avol's Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop.
where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
If McDonald's offered you a heavenly, mouth-watering pork sandwich, would you take it? A juicy, perfectly cooked slab of tender, real pork. Now smothered in tangy, savory barbecue sauce. Mmm, imagine it. And top it with slivered onions and crisp pickles all housed between a toasted bun. Wish it was real? Well, the McRib is real and ready to be devoured. Grab one now before the fantasy fades. McDonald's McRib. More tasty temptations to love. For a limited time at participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Alexandria is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Creating opportunities and leveling the playing field for all citizens are critical to ensuring Alexandria's social and economic sustainability. The City of Alexandria Diversity in Action program was created to assist small, emerging, and minority and women-owned businesses by providing the resources and the network they need to become competitive and successful. Diversity in Action works with MBE, WBE businesses, coordinating businesses with startup, coaching, and entrepreneurial assistance such as capacity building, providing access to capital, and more. If you are an MBE, WBE business, Diversity in Action can assist your business through the Close the Gap mentoring program, designed to bridge the gap between potential failure and success in a small emerging businesses program. Diversity in Action is a free service working with businesses removing obstacles to success for anyone who is willing to work hard and diligently. Get started today. 318-449-5107. That's 318-449-5107. Or go to www.diversityinaction.org.
Diversity in Action is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Stand by. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. It's Tuesday, and this segment of On Point Talk is sponsored by Terra Home. If you're searching for that wonderful Valentine's gift, well, Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive, right here in Alexandria. Also, St. Francis Cabrini Women's and Children's Hospital. Not only can you go to the spa and relax, but when you go and have your mammogram, you walk right into the beauty and the solitude of the spa. The number to phone, 318-487-1122. Also, McDonald's of Alexandria. Now, if you're just joining the show this morning, I told you we were going to introduce you to an incredibly, wonderfully important story about a woman who has lost 155 pounds. Her name is Linda Goff, and she has worked in marketing and public relations for more than 20 years. And in 2010, she was selected by Prevention Magazine and the television show The Doctors as a finalist in their Picture of Health contest. Her weekly talk show, Before Meets After, airs on the Christian television network, CTN, and she is the author of The Skinny Budget Diet. Linda, good morning and welcome to the OPT Network.
Good morning. It's great to be here.
So, Linda, after reading the book, you know, we talk about health and fitness and diets on the show a lot. We are 29 days in, and your book is a book of not only a healthy place, but a wealthy place. Let's talk about your journey and how it began.
Yeah, I was a healthy weight as a child. I was pretty active. My mom was a nurse, and so she understood, you know, how to cook and, you know, lots of fruits and vegetables on our dinner plates every night. It was really when I went to college and I got away from my mom's cooking and I was in the residence halls and, you know, and if anyone's been there, they know, you know, there's a lot of carbohydrates, mm-hmm. and ice cream machines and cereal bars and all kinds of stuff. So I started to gain weight in college, and I was a broadcast journalism major, and by my senior year, I was about 200 pounds. And as a woman, you know, that was 5'8" tall, you know, I was clearly overweight, probably even technically obese at that point. And we had a class where all of the broadcast journalism students, all the hopeful television journalists, had to present a tape of different stories that, you know, that we had filmed. And my professor told me in a class filled with other television journalists that my look wasn't professional enough for television, that I was too heavy. And that if I sent my tapes out to stations that were looking to hire a reporter, they would take one look at me and just move on because of my size. And that was back in the early 90s. And there was a lot of pressure, especially on women in television, to be a certain size. So I quit. I dropped out of college 3 hours. 3 hours from my degree because I was devastated. And that was the first time that I let someone's words push me into a weight loss plan. So I was devastated by what he'd said. I went back to my dorm. I asked friends about diet plans, and I started a weight loss plan, and it lasted like 3 or 4 days, and then I quit.
Mm-hmm.
And I learned that you can't start a weight loss plan. You can't take a journey like that with a guilt trip.
Let me
stop you right there, Linda, because you said something so critically important that a lot of people may or may not know. 3 hours is one class.
Yes.
Is one class in college. And the words from someone that was supposed to be a leader and that was supposed to encourage you really could have changed the course of your life.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's easy to do a shame on my professor thing, but it's really a shame on me thing because I let the words of one person and my own insecurity about my size, I let that man steal my dream and I let it happen. And, you know, and obviously, I mean, you know, people that know Oprah's story and, you know, and there's a lot of television journalists out there that aren't a size four.
Right.
So I could have pushed through and, you know, and I love to write and I loved being on camera. And so, yeah, it's really a shame on me story.
Wow.
But it kind of set up a pattern that went on for 20 years where somebody would say something that hurt my feelings or I would break a chair or I couldn't fit in an airplane seat. And I would, you know, my feelings would be hurt and I would think, okay, this is it. I'm going to start a diet. And this time it's going to work. And sure enough, you know, a week or two in, I would get tired and frustrated because I wasn't losing weight fast enough. And I would quit. And, you know, I kept adding pounds every year until the point I was over 300 pounds at my heaviest. And I don't even know what I was at my heaviest. I got on the scale one day and it was 301.
Mm-hmm.
And I just stopped getting on the scale because I didn't want to see the number anymore. And, you know, I had so many wrong motivations.
Mm-hmm.
And that was my problem. You know, I was trying to lose weight for a class reunion or for a wedding. You know, all of these worldly things I was trying to lose weight for. And one of the things that I talk about in the skinny budget diet, I've got a whole chapter dedicated to what is motivating you to be healthier. And if it's something that's temporary, something that's built on sand, it's not going to last and it's not going to sustain you and keep you going through that long journey that you need to take.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I dedicate a whole chapter to that because that is so important. And when I mentor people and we talk about their weight loss goals, one of the first things I want to know is, why are you doing this? And don't just tell me you want to be healthy, because that's fine.
Right.
But there's layers. Okay, why do you want to be healthy? What's important to you? And what I had to realize was my motivation was my marriage.
Mm-hmm.
I felt so unattractive. And my husband was wonderful, and he never told me I was fat. He never told me I needed to lose weight. But I didn't want to be touched anymore. And I know a lot of women listening can probably relate to this. Like, I had to have the lights off before I would take my clothes off. You know what I mean? I had all of these hang-ups because of my size, you know, and it was hurting our intimacy. And that's so important.
And so let me stop you right there, Linda. And so a lot of women can relate to that. Like, so you were 15 years into the marriage.
Yes.
And so what were you initially when you got married? sort of weight-wise? Can you remember?
Yeah, I was about 200 pounds when we got married. So, I mean, my husband understood that he wasn't marrying, you know, a woman that was petite.
Right.
You know, I was technically overweight at that point. And I made a mistake that a lot of women make. We like this idea of equality with our husband. And there is one place where women should kind of give that up, and that's with the dinner plate. When I would cook for my husband or he would cook for me, I would eat the same amount of food that he would eat. So, and he's 6 foot tall and I'm not, you know? So, you know, if he ate two hamburgers, I would eat two hamburgers. If he would eat a half of a pizza, I would eat a half a pizza. And it was sort of this thing of, well, you know, I work hard too. You know, if he eats that much food, I can eat that much food. But, you know, it's the equivalent of me walking around in his size men's 13 shoes. It's ridiculous. No woman would do that. You know, we're not going to clomp around in shoes that are five sizes too big. But that's what I was doing at the dinner table. I was keeping up with him, you know, bite for bite. I was on pace with
him. Did you ever ask yourself, Linda, why?
Why I was overeating?
Yeah, why were you trying to keep up with your husband in terms of what you were eating versus what he was eating?
Yeah, some of it is this, and again, I talk about it in the Skinny Budget Diet, I talk about a lot of the lies in my head, and some of the strongest ones, it was this idea that I deserve it, you know, that I had a hard day, I've had a stressful day, you know, this is going to make me feel better, or I would always look for an occasion, you know, and I could find a party on any given Tuesday, you know, any reason at all to overeat. You know, it's like, oh, it's 70 degrees outside in January. It's amazing. Let's have ice cream. You know, I could find a reason to overeat. And my poor husband, so what he was looking at, you know, anytime he cooked, is he knew that if he tried to give me a plate of food that was smaller than his, that it would hurt my feelings, that I would think that he was starving me or that he thought I was fat and then he's trying to make me lose weight, you know. And so, I mean, there was no way that poor man was going to go there.
Right. So he was really trying to appease you.
Yes, exactly. You know, I mean, and, you know, I set it up early on in our marriage where I tried to, you know, eat as much as he did. And it's so funny, you know, we have wedding showers and, you know, we give the bride gifts and, you know, we give her lots of advice. But no one sits down with, you know, the bride-to-be and says, you know, this is one area where you really shouldn't try to be equal to your husband. Your calorie needs are different than his calorie needs. And I think that's because, you know, they've done a lot of research, and women almost always gain weight after they get married. And I think it's because we simply don't understand that what we need is different than what your husband's going to need. You know, especially if he's taller than you, if he has more muscle mass than you, his calorie requirements every day are higher than yours are going to be. And no one told me that, you know, just some of those common sense things. And so I got a whole chapter in the book about that, you know, just understanding, you know, what your individual calorie needs are.
Absolutely. You know what I love? This is what really struck me as I was reading the book, because it is an incredible story. You said, you know what? Acceptance is something that you had to get to in order to start the journey. And you said, when you're willing to put your trust in something beyond yourself.
Yeah.
And I thought, how powerful is that? Because so many women, so many people are starting diets every week, every day. But we've got to put our trust, we've got to be willing to put our trust in something that's higher and beyond ourselves. Let's take a quick break here, Linda. But when we come back, we're going to talk about that straw that broke the camel's back that said, enough, enough is enough. Stay on point, everybody. This is an incredible story from an incredible woman about how to get healthy and even how to find your wealthy place. Stay on point. We're back right after this.
A Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders: John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services; Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer; Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria; and Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria, and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week, to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companion's health care services, people care by caring people, owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention Alexandria and surrounding areas. Get Wired Satellites, powered by DirecTV, now has your locals in HD. That's right. Your locals are now available in stunning high definition.
Don't watch the game in standard definition like the other guy.
Step up to high definition with Get Wired Satellites. 767-2220. That's 767-2220. Get Wired Satellites in Alexandria off the traffic circle.
Get Wired Satellites is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, what's up with that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's? It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam, a delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute understand that their patients deserve leading-edge cardiac, vascular, and thoracic care. Board-certified doctors Gary Jones and Chance DeWitt are committed to quality care and innovations, pioneering many of the latest advancements in cardiovascular and thoracic surgical care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, the leading edge in state-of-the-heart care. Louisiana Cardiovascular and Thoracic Institute, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody, welcome back to the OPT Network. If you're just joining, this segment is sponsored by Get Wired Satellites. Jeremy Clary, you can get HD for life, plus so much more. The number to phone, 318-767-2220, and the City of Alexandria's Diversity in Action Program. Now, if you're just tuning into the conversation, we're joined by Linda Goff. Her book is called The Skinny Budget Diet. It is an incredibly wonderful book. And Linda, let me just say, as I was reading the book, I really felt the spirit of the words that were written. And this is one of the things that I thought was really, really important. When you talked about hitting your bottom, but even before we get to your bottom, I wondered, because you talk about in the book, you know, you couldn't say, well, you know, you had gained this weight or you were eating because you had such a horrible life story. But I wondered, though, really, what was eating you? What was eating at you that caused you to continue? Because it had to be something.
Yeah, it's interesting when someone, especially if someone has never struggled with weight, and they look at a woman, and it may apply to men as well, but I think it really applies to women. When you look at a woman who's obese, it's so easy to think, oh, she let herself go.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, she doesn't really care how she looks.
And isn't that the first thing that we think when we see a woman that's overweight, that she doesn't care and she just simply let herself go?
I know for my own self, and then when I was interviewing people for the book, and, you know, when I do mentoring, with women specifically, a lot of times when a woman is obese, it's because she's a perfectionist. So it's actually the opposite of not caring. She sets a bar that's so high, and when she can't climb that bar, when she can't get over that bar, she looks for a source of comfort. And a lot of times it's food. And, you know, I'll talk with women that struggle with weight, and they're talented, and they have just these amazing gifts. And, you know, you may not even realize how much they're hurting, you know, that mm-hmm. they've fed all these things, you know, that their house has to be a certain way, and, you know, they have to be the perfect wife, and they have to be the perfect mother, and they have to be the perfect community volunteer, mm-hmm. you know, and everyone's a little bit different with the things that they're passionate about. But a lot of times it's not that she's let herself go. It's that she's trying too hard. Mm. She's trying to be perfect. And so, you know, in the Skinny Budget Diet, I've got a section that says, you know, take a deep breath and let Jesus be the perfect one.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you don't have to be perfect. And there's a lot about setting up support and just humbling yourself and, you know, and accepting that help. And, you know, one of the common things with a perfectionist is that they want to do it all on their own. And that was me. I would start and quit diets and not tell anybody what I was doing because mm-hmm. I didn't want to be embarrassed. You know, I didn't want people to pay attention to what I was eating. You know, and if I said I was going to lose weight and then a month later I was still the same size, mm-hmm. well, maybe they'll judge me. They'll mm-hmm. think, you know, that I'm a bad person. You know, so I quietly, you know, failed at diet after diet. And the one thing that I did different when I started the Skinny Budget Diet, the first thing I did different was I prayed.
Mm.
And it had never occurred to me to actually put my faith in action when it came to weight loss, because I thought, oh, God's too busy. You know, I'm just overweight. I'm not sick. I'm not dying. I'm just a little heavy, mm-hmm. and I won't bother God with that. Well, I can tell you, God cares.
Mm-hmm.
And what God cares about is not the number on the inside of my jeans. He doesn't care about the number on my scale.
Mm-hmm.
What God cares about is the number of hours that I was giving over to my obesity.
Mm.
And I went back and I did the math, and I spent about an hour every single day hating the way I looked, feeling guilty about the food I ate, you know, wishing I were thinner. And, you know, when I do the math, I lost 7,300 hours over
wow.
the course of that 15 or 20 years in despair over my obesity. And those were hours that I was stealing from my husband and my children and my Lord.
Wow.
You know, and God just wanted that time back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he wanted that space in my head back. And that's what the Lord cares about. You know, he doesn't care whether I'm a size 12 or a size 6. You
absolutely.
Know? He just wants to be first
and
in
so,
my life.
And so, Linda, with that said, when was that moment for you when you said enough? When you said to yourself and to God, enough, this is it. When was that moment when you decided to just simply surrender to something beyond yourself?
Yeah, I wish I could tell you that it was a pretty story, that I was walking through a field of lilies and there was a rainbow in the sky.
Uh-huh.
It was the opposite. It was probably me at my most wretched. It was a Saturday morning in March of 2007, and I can even tell you it was about 7:30 in the morning. So, you know, I had just woken up, my hair hadn't been brushed, my teeth hadn't been brushed. I was just sobbing. And I mean, it was interesting. I was, the best way to say it is I was broken. And
I had tried everything. I had failed at everything. And so I gave it up. I prayed, you know, Lord, you got to carry this for me. I can't do it anymore. I'm going to give it to you. And you take it, and I'm just going to follow. And it's when I tell people that story, they're like, well, does that mean God told you what to eat and what not to eat? And no, what God did, and this had to be the first step, is he took all the anger away. When I would see something on a plate and want to eat it, and, you know, there'd be this little voice in my head that would say, you know, you're over 300 pounds. You don't need to have a fourth cookie. I would feel rage that I couldn't have it. Mm. And, you know, and that's the best way to describe it. I mean, it was just flat out rage. And, you know, I kept it internal. No one could tell that I was having a little fit.
Right.
But I was having a little fit inside mm-hmm. my head because I wanted it. And I, you know, I wasn't going to not get it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I needed that anger to go away so that I could learn how to have a healthy relationship with food.
And so let me ask you this, Linda. Let me stop you right there. What do you think that anger was about?
Yeah, I grew up in a family that didn't have a lot of money. Mm-hmm. And my parents, they made ends meet, but it wasn't always with a lot to spare. And so when I was a kid, having food in my kitchen meant that I was going to be safe for another week or two. And, you know, I just don't think we don't lose that easily. You know, when food mm-hmm. equals security and when food equals happiness, then when I tried not to eat food, even though I didn't need it,
mm-hmm.
you know, I definitely didn't need a fourth cookie, but I had all those patterns in my head from when
right.
I was little that food equals safe.
Right.
Food equals security. And so, you know, I think that's where it came from mm-hmm. when I was a kid.
And don't you think that's important, Linda, to really get down to the real issues? Because
yes.
it's so much bigger than just food. Getting down to the real issues. This is an important conversation. And it is important not just only to women, but to people who are struggling with their body image and with their weight. You gotta stay on point. This is an incredible story. Linda is an incredible woman. We're gonna take a quick break, but we'll be back right after this.
HicksonHasIt.com. HicksonHasIt.com. Click on to shop hundreds of new and smart buy pre-owned vehicles. HicksonHasIt.com has Toyotas, BMWs, Mazdas, Fords, Lincolns, plus every make and model to choose. Click on HicksonHasIt.com 24/7, 365 days a year. New and smart buy specials updated daily. HicksonHasIt.com. Everything you want. HicksonHasIt.
Hickson Automotive Group is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Isn't it reassuring to know you have a bank with the proven leadership to help you achieve your dreams? First Federal Bank of Louisiana, a bank where you can discuss your needs with someone who can actually help you from the minute you walk in. A trusted name for over 60 years, a bank that has remained strong, stable, and secure. Unchanged strength and unprecedented growth in providing help to families and businesses all across the state. First Federal Bank of Louisiana.
Member FDIC.
Sprayhide Painted Body Works is committed to their customers and Central Louisiana. They're an established business that has provided quality repairs for over 30 years. It's their investment in the highest quality materials and the latest technology that sets them apart from the rest. You know, your automobile is one of the biggest investments you'll ever make, so be sure that any repairs meet safety standards and will last the lifetime of your vehicle. Sprayhide Painted Body Works, anybody can remove dents. They remove doubts.
Rehad Paint and Body Works is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Call your agent.
My agent?
Yeah.
You were driving.
You know, it's cool. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Oh, hey, guys.
Oof. What's up, Tony? You see what he made me do, right?
It's okay. I got it.
That was him.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there with the world's smallest violin. Because this is what I hear when you talk.
Can I get a binky for baby Brown Brown? Here you go.
That's it. Michael Buffer.
Let's get ready to rumble!
State Farm agents are there when you need them.
Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Alexandria is Rosa Fields, 318-487-1881 or 4304 South MacArthur Drive. Your on-point Good Neighbor State Farm agent in Avoyelles Parish is Kyle Wolf, 318-346-6695 or 1109 Shirley Road in Bunkie.
This is the 70,000-watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina Alexandria.
Tanja's Professional Tax Service is owned and operated by LaTanja Williams, authorized IRS e-file provider and tax specialist, specializing in individual and business returns. Tanja's is located at 100 Evergreen Street in Bunkie. Tanja's Professional Tax Services offers a variety of services, including free consultation, refund anticipation loans, electronic filing, direct deposit, E1 Visa card. It's convenient and cost-efficient, fast and accurate returns, discounts for senior citizens, state employees, and active military personnel, guaranteed audit protection, plus year-round tax service. You can phone Tanja's at 318-346-4091.
Whether you're traveling north or south on Highway 71, Davis One Stop is centrally located in the heart of Cheneyville. Davis One Stop offers a full-service grocery store with fresh meats and a local butcher for the absolute finest cuts. And if that's not enough, for your convenience, there's a cafe and a gift shop where the service is great, the people are friendly, and the store is always clean. Davis One Stop. Everything you need, every time you shop. Davis One Stop, Cheneyville, Louisiana, another proud sponsor for On Point Talk.
Shopping for the best deal in town? Start at Heart of Louisiana Credit Union. Heart of Louisiana has great Visa rates as low as 7.9% APR. With no transfer fees and no cash advance fees, you'll start this shopping season with the best deal in town.
It's different from the start at the Credit Union with a heart. The Heart of Louisiana Federal Credit Union.
Shop happier this holiday season knowing that you've already found one of the best deals in town. A Heart of Louisiana Visa with great rates. Heart of Louisiana Credit Union's Visa with rates as low as 7.9% APR will get your Christmas shopping done and leave you with enough to treat yourself. Learn more at any branch or visit heartcu.org. Credit rates contingent on credit score and approval, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Credit Union with a heart.
Heart of Louisiana Credit Union is a proud sponsor.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by your State Farm agent, Kyle Wolf. Like a good neighbor, Kyle is serving Avoyelles Parish. For all of your insurance needs and questions, here's the number, 318-346-6695. Also, Ray Hyde Paint and Body Works expert, collision repair. Anybody can remove your dents, but Lynn and Ray Hyde, will they remove your doubts with state-of-the-art technology? Now, if you're just tuning in, we're talking to Linda Goff. She is the author of The Skinny Budget Diet, Weigh Less, Save Money, Look Great. And during the break, Linda and I were talking about her journey to losing 155 pounds. And I was saying to her, this is, for me, Linda, this was a spiritual journey. It wasn't just a book. And I want you to talk about, because as we have this conversation, we're talking to a lot of people who say they trust and they believe in God. I want to talk about that moment when you said, after nearly 20 years of struggling with your weight, when you said, you know what, I can't, he can, and finally, I'm going to let him. When did that moment happen for you?
Yeah, it happened that morning, that Saturday morning we talked about, where I prayed. And I, you know, when you talk about taking a step of faith, it really, for me, it was a step of faith pretty much in the darkness, because I knew I was going to trust God, but I had no idea how that was going to work. You know, and for years I thought, well, okay, if I let God be in control of this, I'm going to have to eat like celery sticks and unleavened bread, you know, and I'm going to be miserable, you know, because, you know, that's what you kind of picture. But we have a perfect God, and I ended up on a perfect weight loss plan, and it was amazing. I ate all of the same foods I had eaten before. You know, I had hot dogs and hamburgers and meatloaf and chicken, and, you know, I didn't eat salads all the time. I ate normal foods, But what the Lord gave me was the patience to be happy with a pound or two a week, rather than wanting 10 pounds a week or 15 pounds a week, like I saw on television with the weight loss shows there, you know, to have patience and realize that, okay, I'm a busy wife and mother. I can't be at the gym 10 hours a day. I can lose a pound or two a week. And if I am stubborn and stick with it, over the course of several months, I will reach my goal. And so it was just to be content taking those small steps every single day. That's what the Lord was able to do for me when I let him be in control. And, you know, it wasn't like I didn't have to go to God, you know, oh, Lord, should I have cottage cheese or yogurt today? You know, it wasn't like that. It was more of I let God control the things that I was putting in my mind. And I control the things that I put in my stomach. And that's the best way to describe it. Because, you know, if anyone that's been on a lot of diets before and then they've struggled, they know how much of it is just the thoughts you get in your head. And these ideas of, oh, this isn't working. This is making me stressed out and tired. I'm just going to quit. And I'm just going to eat what I want because this isn't going to happen for me anyway. You know, and we get those negative thoughts in our head. And so that's really, I think, where the Lord can be an amazing source of support, is to kind of get all those lies cleaned out of your head. I kind of think of it as, you know, those old, you know, the devil puts them there. There's no doubt about it. Mm-hmm. Those old lies we have in our head, they're like an old stinky pair of shoes. They smell bad and they don't give you a lot of support.
That's right.
You know, and so it's just recognizing them when they happen, that this thought I got that this is too hard and I'm not getting anywhere, that's not the truth. I know that if I eat the right number of calories and I'm careful with my portion sizes, I know if I stick with this, I will lose the weight. And it's just recognizing, you know, the truth and living that truth every single day.
Absolutely.
That was the difference between, you know, when I did the skinny budget diet, that was the only thing that was different, was just having, you know, the patience and praying for a lot of wisdom along the way.
And so how did you stay encouraged? Because obviously, since you weren't on any kind of specialized program, how were you able to stay encouraged? And I love the story where you talk about the mustard seed and you talk about your faith.
Right. Yeah, it's one of my favorite pictures in my head that I kind of kept with me the whole time, was that I knew my faith wasn't big. I had been on so many weight loss plans.
I want you to stop right there. I want you to stop right there, Linda, because it takes a lot of courage to say that. You said, I knew my faith wasn't big when it came to this issue because I had failed so many times.
Right.
And a lot of people really just need to meditate on that. I don't have real great faith in myself and in my abilities to lose weight because I've always failed.
Right. And I actually started to believe that it was God's will for me to be obese.
Wow.
And that was probably one of the most dangerous lies in my head, because, you know, and I don't know God's will in all things, but I know with 100% certainty that it is not the Lord's will for anyone to live with morbid obesity. You know, I couldn't play with my kids. You know, we would work with children in our church, and I couldn't participate in games, you know, with those children at my church. I couldn't go on missions trips because I couldn't fit in the airplane seat.
Wow.
You know, and I mean, come on, Linda, this is not the Lord's will for you, and it's not the Lord's will for anyone to live this way. Now, with that said, God loved me when I was 300 pounds.
Sure.
No doubt about it. The Lord loved me. And so, you know, he was waiting. He was waiting for me to take my hands off so he could put his hands on. And that was, you know, he was very patient, much more patient than I was. You know, he knew that, you know, he would be there. And when I was ready to give it over to him, that he would, you know, get me through it. And that's what happened. You know, and there's a chapter in the Skinny Budget Diet where I talk about staying motivated. And especially if you don't have a lot of money in your family budget for, you know, support groups in your community that you have to pay for, you can set up some of those things on your own. And so there's a lot of good tips on how to do that and what to look for when you are setting up your support group. You know, and it's not necessarily what you think. You know, a lot of times I would confide in other women that were also struggling with their weight. You know, and we would be a great shoulder to cry on for one another. Mm-hmm. But what I saw was, as I was losing weight, if they weren't also having success, it got tough on them. You know, it was mm-hmm. almost painful for them to encourage me when they weren't also having that same success. So what I talk about in the book is, you know, find a former smoker, someone that was completely addicted to cigarettes and they gave it up and they understand cravings and they understand temptation and they've gone through the journey and they've come out the other side and they're living a healthier life. Those people are fantastic for mm-hmm. support. Mm-hmm. You know, and then another source of support that I didn't even think about when I started, but it meant everything to me, were people that were 10, 20, 30 years older than me. You know, they had gone through a lot. They'd had a lot of their own struggles. They had a lot of victories in their life. And they were an amazing source of support. I always say that you have no idea who is wishing you well mm-hmm. behind a pair of bifocal glasses.
Absolutely.
You know, and so, you know, find someone that's lived a little bit longer than you and someone that has wisdom. And this is important, find people that will pray for you and mean it.
Absolutely.
And not just say, oh, yeah, I'll pray for you. And you can tell by the way they say it, but they have no intention of praying for you.
Absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Yeah, find people that are real.
Absolutely. We're laughing about that because it happens all the time. You know, you got to find people that are real and that really want to see you reach your goals. Hey, Linda, let's get a quick break here. But when we come back, we're going to wrap up. We're going to tell people how they can get the book. We're going to tell them how long you've had your weight off and how they can find the skinny budget diet.
Very good.
And
very
do
good.
It and do just what you've done. Stay on point, everybody.
There are gift shops, and then there's Terra Home. Terra Home has built a solid reputation in Central Louisiana as the go-to place for unique gift items for any occasion. The first thing you'll notice about Terra Home is it's bright, it's warm, and it's inviting. And the displays are meticulously put together and simply bursting with treasures just waiting to be discovered. Terra Home for the best gifts, home decor, jewelry, and so much more. Terra Home is located at 1355 Peterman Drive in Alexandria, or phone 318-561-0079.
Of Oils Parish invites you to vacation close to home. Come learn in our museums, enjoy annual festival fun, recreate at our golf courses, and choose from fine dining or casual home cooking. Your hotel room or bed and breakfast experience is waiting for your reservation. Of Oils Commission of Tourism invites you to stay and play in Of Oils Parish. For more information on Of Oils, call 800-833-4195 or www.travelofoils.com or plan your Louisiana travels at louisianatravel.com.
Avals Tourism is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Attention small business owners. The Louisiana Department of Economic Development and Small and Emerging Business Development Program leaders are meeting in Alexandria on the 30th. Note the date, time, and place. Wednesday, January 30th from 10 a.m. to noon at the Best Western Hotel in Alexandria. Intermediaries from around the state will gather to review the Small and Emerging Business Development Program and receive updates on new policies and procedures. These meetings are designed to inspire, encourage, inform, and excite intermediaries as they look for ways to better support your business. You'll hear from these leaders. John W. Matthews, Executive Director, Louisiana Economic Development Small Business Services. Stephanie Reed, Louisiana Economic Development Business Development Officer. Joe Page, Chief Diversity Officer, City of Alexandria. And Martin Johnson, President, Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation. Important information to help you succeed with your small business. This program is administered and supported by the Alexandria Metropolitan Foundation and the City of Alexandria and is co-sponsored by the Greater Alexandria Downtown Development Authority.
A stroke can be devastating, so it's important to know the signs and get immediate care at Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. We've partnered with Ochsner Medical Center's telemedicine program to provide 24/7 access to highly specialized neurologists. And we're ranked in HealthGrade's top 5% nationally for treatment of stroke. When seconds matter, care matters. Christus Cabrini Stroke Center. Fighting stroke together.
Cabrini Hospital is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Sylvia's Caring Companion serves 15 parishes throughout Central and South Louisiana, providing excellence in direct care service 24 hours per day, 7 days per week to individuals who are physically, mentally, and functionally impaired. Sylvia's services include long-term personal care service, supervised independent living, the now and past waiver services. Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Owned and operated by Darlene St. Romain. For more information, phone Sylvia's at 318-346-2540 or 800-660-0488. Sylvia's, another proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Welcome back, everybody, to the OPT. This segment is sponsored by the Heart of Louisiana Credit Union, the Avoyelles Commission of Tourism, and Davis One Stop. This morning, we are joined by Linda Goff. Her book is called The Skinny Budget Diet, Weigh Less, Save Money, and Look Great. Linda has lost 155 pounds and done it all natural. And Linda, I know people are chomping at the bit before we talk about what we were talking about during the break to figure out how you did it and how long it took.
Right. It took almost 2 years. And again, it was because I was on a schedule to lose a pound or two a week, which is such a healthy way to lose the weight. And, you know, I get a lot of women who come up to me and they say, well, what about sagging skin and where did all the skin go? Well, that's one of the benefits of losing weight slowly is your skin bounces back. You know, if you do a rapid weight loss, it's really hard for your skin to keep up. So because my weight loss was slow, that helped a lot. And then, you know, I did some training with some very light weights. You know, I'm definitely not a bodybuilder, but I used some light weights, and that helps kind of strengthen, you know, the connective tissue between the skin and the muscle, and that can help things firm up. And, you know, I'm really honest. I had really what looked like a loincloth, you know, when I lost the weight, because, you know, my stomach was enormous at 300 pounds. So when that was gone, I had a piece of skin that hung down literally like a loincloth.
Wow.
And what can happen with
now,
that.
Let me stop you right there. Because that could be a whole nother issue. You know what I'm saying? Yes. Now you're losing weight, you're feeling better, but then you've got this stomach that is literally just hanging there. How did you internalize that?
Well, I knew that the reason that my diet needed to be a skinny budget diet was that I was going to need to save money out of my food budget to help pay for the surgery that I had to have that extra skin taken off. So sometimes insurance companies will pay for it. And I kind of want to talk about that just a little bit. If you have skin that is sagging and because air can't get under there and it's constantly, you know, broken out and you know, it's just really irritating your skin, a lot, you know, sometimes an insurance company will pay to have that surgery done because it's truly becoming a medical issue. Now, unfortunately, that wasn't the case for me. I had a loincloth, but I guess it was a breezy loincloth and got lots of air. So I had to pay for the surgery on my own. And so, you know, a lot of the chapters in the skinny budget diet are how to grocery shop smarter and how to have storage strategies in your kitchen that, you know, so you're not wasting food and you're saving money because you're going to need money for, you know, a potential surgery like that to have some skin removed or, you know, even money for your new wardrobe. And I'm passionate about that. You know, I think you don't have to spend a fortune at every size along the way, but I had a few outfits at a size 24 and an 18 and a 12 and an 8 and a 6, you know, the whole way through, I had a couple of great outfits that just made me feel good. And when I would wear those, people would come up and say, oh my goodness, good for you. You're sticking with it. And that support is crucial. So I always tell people, you know, even if you like to pinch a penny until it squeals, you know, buy some fabulous things along the way, or go, you know, check out Goodwill or garage sales. Mm-hmm. You know, you don't have to spend a lot of money, but get some clothes that fit the body that you're at right now, and don't stay in those oversized clothes mm-hmm. because you're missing out on a lot of support.
So for you, Linda, was having the surgery, was, you know, how was that process?
Well, I'll be honest, it was painful, but mm-hmm. it was worth it because they not only removed the skin, but they tightened my abdominal muscles. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, there was a 2 or 3 week period after that surgery where I was a little miserable.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
But, you know, looking back, you know, I'm glad I had the surgery. You know, one of the great things about it is it's a great tool to stay motivated and not put the weight back on.
Mm-hmm.
You know, when you've invested in your body, you know, you've spent a couple of $1,000, mm-hmm. you know, to have the skin removed, you want to keep that looking nice, and you don't want to stretch that skin back out again, you know, by adding weight.
But even bigger than that though, Linda, I think that once you got to the point where you were willing to allow God to take control of a situation that you had no control over, it was a mind change. And when you change your mind and you give it to God, I don't think you ever have to worry about going back.
And that's fascinating. When people ask me if I'm worried about gaining the weight back, it's a strange feeling because I don't want to sound like I'm full of myself, because the opposite is the truth. I'm full of God is what I'm
mm-hmm.
full of. But, you know, I want to be honest. I have no fear of gaining the weight back.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I'm able to say that with confidence is because I have confidence in my Lord.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked through me, and I conquered that addiction I had to sugar and fat. You know, and I still have ice cream, I still eat dessert, but I'm content with one portion.
Mm-hmm.
And before, I had to have 3 or 4 portions. And that's really, you know, for so many people, that's the key to weight loss. It's not that you have to eat some strange diet where it's nothing but fruits and vegetables, or that you can't have carbohydrates,
mm-hmm.
or, you know, that, you know, you have to lower your calories to 500 a day. It's really just eating all of the food that
mm-hmm.
God has blessed us with, fruits, vegetables, bread, meat, you know, and even sugar every now and then, but just eating it in the right portion size
and
being content with what your body really needs rather
Absolutely.
Than what you think it needs.
Absolutely.
Which is generally more, you know, we think we need more than we actually do.
Sure, we do. Well, so Linda, as we're wrapping up, and I want to thank you in advance because we have gone way over what we had anticipated and agreed upon, but it has been just a spiritual journey, I know, for a lot of people who are listening. I want you to tell us in about 60 seconds, what is the most important thing that you hope that people will take away from this incredible book?
That there is no such thing as too far gone. You know, you can be 80 years old, 90 years old. I mentor a man who's in his 80s who was morbidly obese, and he lost weight, and he feels amazing, and he has energy.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how many diet plans you've been on. I don't know how overweight you are if you're listening today, but I am 100% certain that you are not too far gone. And the Lord loves to work miracles
mm-hmm.
in lives of people that think they're too far gone. I mean, you know, if you read some of the stories in the Bible, you know, God doesn't equip people that were already pretty equipped. You know, there's story after story of where he took the most unlikely
mm-hmm.
people that had faith as small as a mustard seed
Absolutely.
And did amazing things.
Absolutely.
And so if you're listening today, there is no such thing as too far gone. You can do this.
You can do it. Hey, the book is
Absolutely.
Called The Skinny Budget Diet. And where can people get the book, Linda?
Well, my website's really easy. It's theskinnybudgetdiet.com. And you can buy the book there. You can get some low-calorie comfort food recipes and some newspaper columns I write every week are posted there, so you can get some extra encouragement. It's available, of course, at Amazon and Barnes & Noble and bookstores around the country. I think even sometimes in the PX and commissaries with some of the military bases have the book as well. So it's everywhere, but, you know, theskinnybudgetdiet.com is an easy place to go
All
and purchase
right.
the book.
All right, Linda, thank you so much for spending the very
thank
best part
you.
Of your morning
yeah.
with us. All right, we got to take a break. We're back right after this.
Just get out the way and let the know what that McRib sandwich at Mickey D's. It tastes good, but where's the bone? Well, let me break it down. They start with the 100% tender, juicy pork minus the bone. Because no bone means more meat. And more meat means what? More sauce. Tangy, sweet, delicious sauce. Add pickles and onions, stack it all up on a tasty bun, and bam! A delicious McRib sandwich that fits in the palm of your hand. But only for a limited time. Now that's the simple joy of McRib. At participating McDonald's.
McDonald's of Pineville is a proud sponsor of On Point Talk.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the OPT Network. This segment is sponsored by Sylvia's Caring Companions Healthcare Services. People care by caring people. Darlene St. Romain and her team in Bunky, you can phone them by dialing 318-346-2540. In Opelousas, 337-942-9939. Also, McDonald's of Pineville. Well, you know, as we are wrapping up the show this morning, we thought this was an important, important book to present to our listeners, because so many people are struggling not only with weight and health issues, but all sorts of issues. And really, the moral of the skinny budget diet is that when you put God first, when you allow yourself to take your hands off the control, to take your hands off of whatever it is that you're carrying, then and only then can God help. And I loved Linda's story because she had been trying, like many, many people, for years, for some 20 years trying to get there. And it really reminds me of the Israelites, you know, walking in the wilderness and taking years to make a journey that should have only taken a few days. And so don't keep going around and around and around, and the promised land is right there. And I know it's easier said than done, and that's why I really wanted her to key in on that moment when you don't just say you're giving it to God. You say it, and you put it down, and you just surrender. And until you really, really surrender, whatever it is, whatever your goals are, whatever it is that you're trying to do, until, and I say you, but I mean, when I say you, I mean us all, until we totally, totally surrender, nothing is going to happen, because God has a greater plan than ours. So the book, again, is called The Skinny Budget Diet. We hope that you've been encouraged, and we hope that this is a difference maker for you starting your new year. We want to thank you always for spending the very best part of your morning with us right here on the official OPT Network. We love you so much. God loves you even more than that. Love yourself, and don't forget to be the change that you want to see. For David Christmas, for David II, I'm Carlette Christmas. Have a great and a safe Tuesday, and God willing, we'll see you right back here on Hump Day Wednesday.